and WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The next move is up to Israel's cabinet now that all sides have agreed to the first phase of the Gaza peace plan. CBS's Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to meet with his cabinet and government later today. After that government meeting is when a 24-hour clock will begin for Israel to retreat to an agreed line that is still within Gaza. Then a 72-hour period will begin for Hamas, during which it will be required to release all of the hostages.
CBS's Aaron Navarro in Washington.
We're hearing from several administration sources that one turning point that led to this deal were the Israeli strikes on Doha. That was something that President Trump disagreed with and at one point put pressure on Netanyahu, and during an in-person meeting at the White House had him talk to the leaders of Qatar and apologize for those strikes. Administration sources say that that moment created, quote, positive opportunity and led to maximum pressure from President Trump on both sides to get this deal done.
Well, CBS's Ian Lee is outside Chicago at an ICE facility that's been the scene of protests as a court considers the federal use of the National Guard.
There are some National Guard troops who are walking around. Earlier this week, they were about 50 miles south of Chicago overnight. They were brought up here. We haven't seen them really do much other than that. We are told, though, that the National Guard, the federal government is saying, is here as a supportive role for law enforcement.
And CBS's Meg Oliver says country singer Zach Bryan is responding to the backlash from his unreleased song that's critical of ICE.
Bryan, a U.S. Navy veteran, took to Instagram the same day, saying he wrote that news months ago, and anyone who uses it as a weapon is only proving how devastatingly divided we all are. Adding, to be clear, I'm on neither of these radical sides.
A Texas court is paused the execution of Robert Roberson, who's proclaimed innocence in a shaken baby syndrome case involving his 2-year-old daughter. Some medical experts insist she did not die from abuse. Detroit police say a teenager stabbed a classmate at school and the child's mother's under arrest.
When the mother and her 14-year-old daughter entered Gompers Elementary Middle School yesterday, the school's metal detector went off, but a security guard didn't search them. Police say the mother then gave her daughter a small knife, which she used to stab a classmate she had been feuding with. Charles York lives near the school.
If the parent gave that child that knife to go do that, she needed to be locked up.
Both mother and daughter were arrested. The victim was released from the hospital. The security guard could be fired. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Dow is down 150. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A week later and Ascension, Wisconsin remains out of network for UnitedHealthcare. A contract expired, leaving thousands to decide between switching providers or paying more. The companies say they're still negotiating but have yet to reach a deal. Expansions by Uline, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly is impacting the Kenosha County budget for next year. Investments in infrastructure for those expansions is key to growth. That's according to County Executive Samantha Kirkman. She delivered her budget proposal this week. Kirkman says the county's AAA bond rating allows big projects without raising the tax rate. Racine County will review its $252 million budget over 3 days next week, with a public hearing set for October 23rd. Leaders say a new sales tax will curb property tax increases while funding needs like behavioral health, parks, and facilities. A deadly fire at an apartment complex in Oak Creek killed a 29-year-old man early yesterday. Sprinklers did kick on, but not in time for that man found dead. Investigators are still looking for a cause. Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to expand deer hunting access to disabled veterans, allowing them to hunt either sex during any gun season. Supporters say it'll honor their service, mirroring benefits already given to active duty members. Microsoft canceled plans for a Caledonia data center after local opposition, but they say they still hope to build somewhere else in Racine County. The company says they'll work with officials to find a suitable site. Microsoft projects in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha are continuing. And the Brewers lost to the Cubs, preventing a sweep, but they still lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Chicago. First pitch is at 8:08. WRJN will switch over to pregame at 7:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it. You know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in situations that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south to southeast breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. Right now it's 58.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Otis Redding down at the marina right now, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Waste of time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gone. Just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything's
this 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Talking about the little lady.
I was mentioning it a few minutes ago. Mention it again now. The Brewers playing tonight, 8 o'clock is game time. You can hear the game here on WRJN. It's sponsored in part by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. And go Brew Crew. Good luck against those pesky Cubs.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. And there goes my baby. There goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face. And once again I feel your fire. Here it comes. It's love. And I think it's love.
Yeah.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 21-year-old Kenosha man is in the hospital after a hit-and-run crash Tuesday night. Police say Vincent Metz was riding his motorcycle near 85th Street and 22nd Avenue when a car hit him and took off. Flight for Life was called in. He suffered broken bones in his neck, shoulder, knee, and leg. Police arrested a 40-year-old woman and are investigating possible OWI charges. Lines can be cast again at Quarry Lake Park. Racine County has reopened the area for fishing, but swimming in the beach area remained closed until next year. The park had been closed since summer after low water revealed a dangerous underwater drop-off. Crews have now finished major upgrades, including an ADA-accessible path, safer shoreline slopes, and environmental improvements to protect the lake. County leaders say the changes make the park better for the long run. There is still construction in that area on Northwestern Avenue. A new study shows Gateway Technical College is paying off. A statement from the college says the school and its students pump more than $746 million into the local economy. They say taxpayers earn $1.20 for every dollar they invest. The study also finds Gateway alumni support more than 10,000 local jobs. College leaders say it proves education at Gateway helps power southeastern Wisconsin's economy. And October baseball picks back up again tonight with an 8:08 first pitch in Chicago. The Cubs won last night. The Brewers and Cubs are fighting for a spot in the National League Championship Series. A victory there would send the team to the World Series. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south to southeast breeze will be light and highs of the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I
Greatest Hits, WRJN. It may feel like autumn out there, but Beach Boys warm it up for us, right? Surfer Girl, WRJN. Hits WRJN Righteous Brothers.
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
For Gary Lewis, and it went all the way to number one. Probably thought this is a pretty easy business. Release a song, go to number one, make lots of money, go out on concert, meet girls. That's the way it works, right? WRJN.
Of when I told you time and again. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me.
J.A.N. Don't you worry about me. I'll be fine. Here's the Four Seasons, W.R.J.N.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand. And don't you worry about me. I'll be blue and I'll be crying too. But girl, you know I only want what's best for you. What good is all my pride?
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel's cabinet is expected to sign off on the first phase of the Gaza peace plan, which negotiators for all sides have agreed to. It calls for all hostages to be released. CBS's Haley Ott in Tel Aviv.
In Gaza, where local health officials say over 67,000 people have been killed in this war, and the humanitarian crisis has reached a real breaking point, our colleagues report scenes of relief and celebration that even though there's still a ways to go in terms of the next phase of the White House proposal, there's hope that this horrible chapter that's taken place over the last 2 years may be coming to a close.
Today, a federal court is expected to weigh in on the deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. CBS's Ian Lee is at an ICE facility outside Chicago.
There's a handful of